Grazing. People living near forests have asked the government to sensitize them on the guidelines for grazing in public forests. The communities in uplands Limuru and Kiambu said they needed the education as they do not want to clash or disrupt the Kenya Forest Service, KFS, efforts to restore forests, especially in areas where trees were cut down years ago without being replanted. This is in response to the Kenya Forest Service, KFS, released on Monday about new grazing guidelines in forests. KFS said the Grazing in Public Forests Law, enacted in 2005, was poorly enforced and that now it aims to better protect trees and vegetation. Cabinet Secretary for Environment, Climate Change and Forestry Soe Pantuya on May 13 this year also announced that the state will not allow the grazing of animals in public forests as part of measures to protect seedlings planted in the ongoing national tree growing campaign. Peter Wachira, from Githerioni in Lari sub-county and who has been benefiting from the uplands forest, asked the Chief Conservator of Forests, CFA, Alex Lamakoko, to start educational forums. The CCF is supposed to ask the forest station managers, county forest conservators and their staff to teach us on how to graze in public forest in a guided way so that we do not interfere with their work. We want to be law-abiding people, Wachira said. Wachira, who revealed that he rears 23 sheep and 3 cattle at uplands forests, added that he cannot allow himself to be among those who break the law knowingly. According to KFS, they will increase efforts to stop illegal grazing, focusing on conservation and community involvement. Communities benefit from forests through activities like grass harvesting, grazing, and tourism under the Community Forest Association. Under the new law, grazers need a permit and must register with forest stations, which will track grazing activities. Uplands CFA official John Wathi is in support of the law, saying it will help protect the forests. Whenever there is no law, the people who have pride take advantage of undermining people like us, the CFA. Now, the law will assist us to ensure there is discipline within the CFAs and the grazers, he said. Mwathi suggested arranging a meeting for all people who graze, including those who want to graze in the forests, to inform them about the law. We want to support the government, the CFA and the KFS in conservation of forests and the environment at large. We want to ensure President William Ruto's directive of having planted 15 billion trees has been achieved by 2023, he said. During the ban last month, C.S. Swapan said that grazing of animals in the forests will not go on as it was interfering with the government policy where planting of trees in degraded areas of public forests is done, then livestock comes in and clears it all over. Kenya Forest Service protects around 6.4 million gazetted forests and another 420 million acres under the counties. Kiambu County has 6 forests, with the major ones being Kieni and Kanale forests occupying an area of 426.62 square kilometers.